Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, January 24th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting, and together we will do better. A lot has happened since United decided to move forward with the involuntary furlough on January 15th. It's important to remember where the majority of all this started. In 2008, management made a decision to ground the 737 aircraft and reduce staffing on many of the aircraft in our fleet. Fewer planes with fewer people working those planes were a direct result of management's decisions. Despite this, the manpower overage was managed successfully each year through our contractual voluntary furlough and partnership programs. There is no need for an involuntary furlough. It violates our contract. Our contract protects us from this involuntary furlough, which is attributed to those productivity changes. We have put together an understanding of where the real problems stem from on our website and a recap of what's taken place in the past 10 days. It's a lot of information, but now more than ever, it's vital to understand how we got to where we are today. Yesterday, United Continental Holdings, UCH, the parent company of United, announced the fiscal results of its fourth quarter and full year 2013. Revenue for the fourth quarter was reported at $9.3 billion. For the full year, UCH reported $1.1 billion in profit on $38.3 billion of revenue. After special charges, the company made a profit of $571 million. The total revenue of $38.3 billion is up 3% over last year's results. But the $1.1 billion of income is a staggering 84% improvement over 2012. As required by language in Section 5J2D of the contract, in the event the company has more than $10 million in pre-tax earnings in the relevant calendar year, the annual profit-sharing pool shall be 15% of these pre-tax earnings. This year, from this $1.1 billion income, the annual profit-sharing pool of $190 million will be paid out as profit sharing to eligible employees. Our contract requires these payments be made prior to April 30th each year. The allocation of this profit sharing to each eligible flight attendant will be a pro-rate share of the annual profit sharing pool based on the ratio of the flight attendant's considered earnings to the aggregate amount of considered earnings for all eligible employees for that year. While the company has not yet made specific dollar amounts available as of this date, it's instructional to compare the previous profit-sharing amounts as a point of reference. These are available on our website. As we've previously reported, if the company earns more than $10 million in pre-tax profits for the year, a profit-sharing payment will be paid to eligible flight attendants consistent with the terms of Section 5J2 of our contract. This threshold has been met, and eligible members are scheduled to receive their profit share on February 14, 2014. Please read the preceding article for a synopsis of the company's fiscal report. We will have the ability to designate a percentage of our profit-sharing award to our contractual 401k or UK stakeholder plan retirement savings accounts. The deadline for determining your elections will be January 27th. New this year is the ability to make this determination after the payment is known between January 23rd and January 27th, 2014. You can elect to defer all or some percentage of your contractual profit-sharing payment to your 401k retirement savings account or the Roth 401k plan account, if applicable, or the UK stakeholder plan account. If no selection is made, a special check will be issued for the full amount of your profit share and distributed to you in the same manner as your regular paychecks. We encourage you to review additional information, and important considerations have been provided on our website. Management has informed us that the current approved method for working crew members to obtain the names of their cockpit crew is by asking the CSR working the flight. The MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee will continue their advocacy to have necessary automation updated so that the pilots' names will once again be printed on the IBS or otherwise be available to us. Our contract contains a letter of agreement on page 287 of our contract entitled First Right of Hire. In recent days, questions have arisen about this letter of agreement and its relationship to the company's recent scheme that they are referring to as a bridge agreement and what we have all come to know as a deal intended to circumvent your legal bargaining representatives. This letter of agreement is the result of negotiations and is contained in the United AFA contract. The concept of the first right of hire has been established as a priority in bargaining in our Constitution and bylaws for all airlines to assist AFA flight attendants from other carriers who have lost their jobs and gives them preference in hiring at other airlines. However, these individuals, when hired, are treated as new hires for all purposes and do not carry over seniority, vacation, sick leave accrual, and there is no guaranteed right of return to your previous seniority list. In addition, no matter how beneficial our contractual language may be for flight attendants, no other carrier can use the contract language contained within our contract as if it was their contract language. This letter is not applicable to the current situation. Electronic annual W-2 forms are available now to employees who are registered to receive their annual W-2 via electronic delivery. These W-2 forms can be obtained from the company's website and from the MyInfo/AllAboutMe tab. Under the payroll heading, click Show More and select W-2. Those employees who have not opted to receive an electronic W-2 will receive their printed W-2 forms via U.S. mail in the weeks ahead, but prior to the required postmark deadline of January 31st, 2014. The company announced today that the first aircraft within the company's much-touted slimline seats is expected to be flying in the week ahead. As a result of the addition of these seats, the aircraft will now be configured to seat 20 passengers in first class and 159 passengers in economy. Two additional rows of seats will be added to the economy cabin at rows 14 and 39. This aircraft will have a unique subfleet identifier of 37K and will be assigned at the United subsidiary. Additional information on this aircraft can be found on the MEC website. On Thursday, January 23rd, the Winter 2014 meeting of the United Master Executive Council concluded at the Hyatt Rosemont. The United MEC officers and several MEC committees posted their reports. Summaries of the meeting will be available on our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling as we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, October 24th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I'm a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. Our annual benefits open enrollment period to enroll and or make changes to benefit options for 2015 is now open and will remain open for the next 7 days through October 31, 2014. United is directing all employees to the company's Flying Together website to obtain this information under the Employee Services tab. Please keep in mind these benefit elections become effective as of January 1, 2015. For those of you who are considering to bid or have bid for the Enhanced Early Out program, you are required to make your benefit elections during the open enrollment period and may make changes, if necessary, during the correction period that follows open enrollment. If you are a successful bidder and are eligible to participate in retiree medical, you will be provided a subsequent opportunity to make your retiree medical benefits elections after your exit date from United Airlines. Retiree benefits open enrollment will occur after open enrollment for active employees has concluded. The 2014 United Master Executive Council Fall Regular Meeting concluded on October 22, 2014 at the Hyatt Rosemont in Chicago. The United MEC officers, along with the MEC Government Affairs Committee, Safety, Health, and Security Committee, MEC Communications Committee, and the MEC Negotiations Committee presented their in-person annual reports. Summaries of the meetings are available on our website. The MEC Reserve Committee continues to review the reserve preferencing system and wants to provide some more feedback to inquiries about the difference between requests and criteria regarding to the call-in reserve preferencing system. Requests. A request is created in the call-in reserve preferencing system when a flight attendant is interested in placing a request on file for your next call-in reserve assignment. A maximum of 10 requests can be on file. Once a request is on file, the system will evaluate each request in the order determined by the flight attendant. Criteria. Criteria are a list of attributes that describe the type of assignment a flight attendant wishes to request. Each individual request has a maximum of 6 different criteria that can be input. All criteria will be considered when assigning and matching open positions. So, if a request that with more than one criterion, the system will only consider an ID with all the criteria included in the request. For example, if a flight attendant wishes to fly a trip that has a Narita layover and wants to work the Mandarin language position, The system will only consider trips with these two criteria when choosing an ID. The system will not consider an ID with only one or the other attributes. For more information about the call-in and ready reserve preferencing systems, please visit our website. Last Friday, October 17, 2014, United posted on their website, Flying Together, the uniform ordering deadlines for those flight attendants who are returning to work from either voluntary or involuntary furlough. For involuntary furlough returnees, the flight attendants who were active this year, your CINTAS account should reflect the number of points you had prior to going out on furlough. For flight attendants who haven't been active this year and are in need of their core launch package, you must place your order by October 31, 2014. In addition, you will be provided full 2014 points to order optional items for the new uniform design. That's 165 for males, 150 for females. Flight attendants who were active this year, voluntary furlough, your CINTAS account should reflect the number of points you had prior to going out on furlough. For flight attendants who haven't been active this year and are in need of their core launch package, you must place your order by November 7, 2014. In addition, you will be provided full 2014 points to make optional items for the new uniform design. Again, 165 for males, 150 for females. For more information about uniforms, please refer to our uniform page on our website or visit United's Flying Together website at Department, In-Flight Services, Policies and Procedures, Uniform for United's new uniform sizing chart, measuring guide, and interactive brochure. See below for additional details about your core order. It's that time of the year where the European Union summertime ends. Each year on the last Sunday of October, the EU adjusts their clocks back 1 hour to conclude the summertime. On October 26th at 1 a.m. Universal Time, which is Greenwich Mean Time, please roll your clocks back 1 hour. Thursday, October 23rd, 2014, United Continental Holdings announced that their third quarter results are $1.1 billion profit, excluding $151 million in special charges, and this is an increase of 99% year over year. This is the highest quarterly profit ever recorded in United Airlines history. The $151 million in special charges includes $28 million in integration-related costs, $6 million in severance and benefits, $9 million on losses from the sale of assets, and $105 million from other non-operating costs. During the third quarter, United reported their consolidated passenger revenue per available seat mile increased 3.9% in the third quarter of 2014 when comparing the third quarter of 2013. United ended the third quarter with $6.9 billion in unrestricted liquidity, and the company earned 12.3% return on invested capital for the 12 months ending September 30, 2014. United also returned $220 million to shareholders as part of its previously announced $1 billion share buyback program. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.